When you recognize this, you may also recognize that the psychic being, which we call the inmost being, was always a delegate of Jivatman. It's a further new revelation that you get, that this psychic being is a delegate of the Jivatman, who was constantly accompanying the body, life and mind, and working on the body, life and mind, working on behalf of the Jivatman. You also discover that it was this Jivatman which was caught in Prakriti, in body, life and mind, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And now it is relieved from this captivity. With experience of release from captivity is a very important spiritual experience. In the Veda, there is a description of it as a bird which was caught in a big cage, and when the cage is broken and the bird flies out of it, spreading out its wings, a falcon, a huge falcon, springs out of the cage, breaking all the bars of the prison of the cage, and soaring about. This experience is also a spiritual experience. One of the most important experiences that we as individuals can have. Not only experience of Ishwar and Shakti, but experience of ourselves as now liberated from the prison of body, life and mind. That which was caught in mortality, body, life and mind is mortal. Death is now liberated and realizes it is immortal. And ever immortal. It was always immortal. Not that it has now become immortal, it was always immortal, but it was not recognized by it to be immortal because it was caught in captivity. This is the second detail of this geography of this our existence. This is the third detail. This is the last. And this is the detail regarding what we call process of transformation. So far in my whole description I have not used the word transformation deliberately, because I want to speak of it at the end. is this entire field of existence, a certain process is at work. A certain process in which Purushottama and Supermind are at work. And they are at work on what is all below. Ishvara Shakti, Brahman Maya, Purusha Prakriti, the most being, inner being, surface being, normal being, lower being, lowest being, in conscience. A certain process is going on. You might say, all the time as it were, from the supramind, from the Purushottama, is a constant outpouring of rains on all that is below. Constant. It's a huge energy which is flowing all the time downwards. That we are so far from all these highest levels that we hardly experience this outpouring which is going on all the time. Just as in night, we know that there are so many stars which are bigger than our suns. Our own sun is only one star. And we know there are many, many such suns, and even bigger than this sun. But they are hardly visible at night. Many are visible, but many are not visible at all, because they are so far off. Their light doesn't reach here at all. Similarly, from the topmost level of Purushottama and Supermind, there is a constant bombardment, as it were, constant pouring of the rain, but which is not visible to us, not experienced by us at all. That raining is going on all the time, whether we are aware of it or not. Now that is not experienced by us because of a very important element in us, of which we have spoken earlier, and that is because we are exclusively concentrated upon our small little being, exclusively concentrated. Now this exclusive concentration of ourselves upon our own being, our little being, is so exclusive and so dense, it is called the thick wave. It's a very thick wave, huge thick wave. And that is why we are not aware of what is happening, what is pouring from above. And because of that reason, in our small little field we go on rotating round and round and round, and what we call problems of our life are nothing but the results of this going round and round and round. You resolve one problem, another problem arises, you resolve that, a third one arises. It's a constant round of problems. In the first place, we do not even know that there are problems. The child does not recognize the existence of problems. He suffers problems, but he's not self-aware that there are problems. In many ways we are children, so we are also not aware of our real problems. It's only when there is some very intense problem that we recognize it to be a problem. Otherwise we take our humdrum life as a part of nature and quite normal. At a certain stage of our life, we begin to become aware of problems, and then we immediately start making ways of solutions, without even raising the question whether we can really solve the problem for them. So what solutions we find are always half solutions. Because we are not at all searching out a real solution. Whatever is easily available, we manipulate things and we feel it is resolved. For the time being, until another problem again comes up. Only in a certain state of crisis or in a state of vague self-awareness that we begin to feel that something radical has to be done, a real solution has to be found. It is then that we try some major operations of breaking this wave.